Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And that great guitar playing is, of course, the wonderful Patty Larkin, who's been sitting right here next to us during our live show in Orleans. She's a Wellfleet bass singer-songwriter and an artist in residence at Berklee College of Music. And now she's performing a brand new song for us titled The Book I'm Not Reading.
The book I'm not reading is riveting. The book I'm not reading keeps me up at night. The book I'm not reading is better than TV, giving me insights. The book I'm not reading is history. The book I'm not reading by some paperback writer. The book I'm not reading is mystery, and who done it don't matter. Oh, I need someone to read me stories. Oh, someone to turn the page. Quest for love and glory, does not fade away with the age. The book I'm not reading is an ancient tome. The book I'm not reading was born yesterday. The book I'm not reading keeps me off the phone with nothing to say. The book I'm not reading is a self-help kind. The book I'm not reading has a life jacket enclosed. The book I'm not reading is a friend of mine. God knows we need those. On the internet. The book I'm not reading is a brand new movie. The book I'm not reading isn't out yet. It's all new to me. The book I'm not reading isn't written down. The book I'm not reading is an English translation. The book I'm not reading should be read aloud. I'm getting impatient.
Larkin performing her brand new song, The Book I'm Not Reading, here for us live in our special show at Orleans. Patty, I love that title. Tell us a little bit about the song.
Well, I was finding myself touring around the United States and Australia, wherever I was, but talking about, just in passing, you know, on an airplane or whatever, I'm reading this book. It's really great. And then I realized I'd been carrying it in my bag for a month. And hadn't really been reading it. Actually, it's the book I'm not reading, and that just
I carry
to
a
be,
lot of those books.
Yeah, I got a lot of them. They surround my bed.
Patty, you know, we've been talking all this hour about the ways in which the Cape is changing, and I'm curious how you sort of answer that question, what you've witnessed, maybe even from the perspective of how the arts have changed on the Cape.
Well, I came here in the early 80s just to work for the summer and ended up staying in Yarmouthport and went back to Boston, came back again because it's, for me as a songwriter, I find it so inspirational to just have that space to go outside and walk because I'm very lazy. I don't want to get in my car and go to Gloucester. But, you know, so it's for me, it's access to the beauty of nature and I think also the history of writers and visual artists on the Cape. Mm-hmm. But what I've seen over the last few years, other than a little more traffic, is just that the music scene has improved and just grown. It's really blossomed, and I think part of it is technology. I have my own studio. I just met John Evans, who's out working with Sarah McLachlan right now. He has a beautiful studio here in Orleans. He's been here, moved from San Francisco Bay Area 2 years ago, grew up in Yarmouth. You know, I think that there's more and more venues. My little town of Wellfleet has something called Preservation Hall, which is the former Catholic church that the town all voted in as a community arts center and performance space. So more and more of that.
Well, what a good positive note to end this hour from Orleans on. Patty Larkin, thanks so much. And before we let you go, I know you're working on an instrumental album. You've got that in the works.
Yes. Yeah,
love
I
it
am.
If you could play us out
okay,
some, from something with that. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been an amazing day in here in Orleans. That's it for our special live show on the Changing Cape. And we would like to extend a huge thank you to WBUR's great field engineers, Doug Wilson, Chris Johnson, Carl Volker, and Jeff Hutton. Their technical help has been essential and outstanding today.
Thanks as well to Patty Larkin and to Paul Provino, editor-in-chief of the Cape Cod Times. And also to Bob and Marjorie Sparrow, owners of the Hot Chocolate Sparrow here in Orleans, and their great staff.
Woo!
For hosting us today. Big applause to them on this special live broadcast about the changing Cape. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and I'm sorry to say we'll be dragging ourselves back to the city tomorrow, but join us again for more Radio Boston.